Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You're listening to the robotics category of May 12, 2021. Do you know that almost everyone who reads this will try to lick their elbow? Today, we have selected 6 papers out of 15 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number 1.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Jonathan P. Howe, Richard C. McLaurin Professor of Aerospace Engineering, Massachusetts Institute of, and John J. Leonard, Professor of Mechanical and Ocean Engineering, MIT.
Paper title:
NFESOM, Incremental Smoothing and Mapping by Normalizing Flows.
Authored by
Kwiankyang Huang, Ken Pu, Dihan Fori, Kasra Kosusi, Jonathan P. Howe, and John J. Leonard.
Paper abstract:
this paper presents a novel non-Gaussian inference algorithm, normalizing flow ESOM, NFESOM, for solving SLAM problems with non-Gaussian factors and or non-linear measurement models. NFESOM exploits the expressive power of neural networks and trains normalizing flows to draw samples from the joint posterior of non-Gaussian factor graphs. By leveraging the Bayes tree, NFESOM is able to exploit the sparsity structure of SLAM, thus enabling efficient incremental updates similar to ESOM2, albeit in the more challenging non-Gaussian setting. We demonstrate the performance of NFESOM and compare it against the state-of-the-art algorithms such as ESOM2, Gaussian, and MESOM, non-Gaussian, in synthetic and real-range-only SLAM datasets. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Jan Peters, Professor at Technische Universität Darmstadt and Researcher at MPI for Intelligent.
Paper title:
Composable Energy Policies for Reactive Motion Generation and Reinforcement Learning.
Authored by
Hulin Yuren, Anki Li, Pus Lu, Carlo DiRamo, and Jan Peters.
Paper abstract:
reactive motion generation problems are usually solved by computing actions as a sum of policies. However, these policies are independent of each other and thus, they can have conflicting behaviors when summing their contributions together. We introduce composable energy policies, CEP, a novel framework for modular reactive motion generation. SEP computes the control action by optimization over the product of a set of stochastic policies. This product of policies will provide a high probability to those actions that satisfy all the components and low probability to the others. Optimizing over the product of the policies avoids the detrimental effect of conflicting behaviors between policies choosing an action that satisfies all the objectives. Besides, we show that SEP naturally adapts to the reinforcement learning problem, allowing us to integrate, in a hierarchical fashion, any distribution as prior, from multimodal distributions to non-smooth distributions, and learn a new policy given them. This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Maxim Liachov, Associate Professor of Robotics, Carnegie Mellon University.
Paper title:
Learning Optimal Decision-Making for an Industrial Truck Unloading Robot Using Minimal Simulator Runs.
Authored by
Manash Pratim Das, Anirudh Vemula, Mayank Patak, Sandeep Anya, and Maxim Liachov.
Paper abstract:
consider a truck filled with boxes of varying size and unknown mass and an industrial robot with end effectors that can unload multiple boxes from any reachable location. In this work, we investigate how would the robot, with the help of a simulator, learn to maximize the number of boxes unloaded by each action. Most high-fidelity robotic simulators like ours are time-consuming. Therefore, we investigate the above learning problem with a focus on minimizing the number of simulation runs required. The optimal decision-making problem under this setting can be formulated as a multi-class classification problem. However, to obtain the outcome of any action requires us to run the time-consuming simulator, thereby restricting the amount of training data that can be collected. Thus, we need a data-efficient approach to learn the classifier and generalize it with a minimal amount of data. A high-fidelity physics-based simulator is common in general for complex manipulation tasks involving multi-body interactions. To this end, we train an optimal decision tree as the classifier, and for each branch of the decision tree, we reason about the confidence in the decision using a probably approximately correct, PAC, framework to determine whether more simulator data will help reach a certain confidence level. This provides us with a mechanism to evaluate when simulation can be avoided for certain decisions, and when simulation will improve the decision-making. For the truck unloading problem, our experiments show that a significant reduction in simulator runs can be achieved using the proposed method as compared to naively running the simulator to collect data to train equally performing decision trees. I think this is a cool paper. What do you think? Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Torsten Kruger, Stanford University, and Tu Braunschweig.
Paper title:
Jerk Limited Real-Time Trajectory Generation with Arbitrary Target States.
Authored by
Lars Burscheid and Torsten Kruger.
Paper abstract:
We present RuckEgg, an algorithm for online trajectory generation, OTG, respecting third-order constraints and complete kinematic target states. Given any initial state of a system with multiple degrees of freedom, DFS, RuckEgg calculates a time-optimal trajectory to an arbitrary target state defined by its position, velocity, and acceleration limited by velocity, acceleration, and jerk constraints. The proposed algorithm and implementation allows three contributions. 1. To the best of our knowledge, we derive the first OTG algorithm with non-zero target acceleration, resulting in a complete defined target state. 2. This is the first open-source prototype of time-optimal OTG with limited jerk. 3. RuckEgg allows for directional velocity and acceleration limits, enabling robots to better use their dynamical resources. We evaluate the robustness and real-time capability of the proposed algorithm on a test suite with over 1 billion random trajectories as well as in real-world applications. This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Aviv Tamar, Technion.
Paper title:
Efficient Self-Supervised Data Collection for Offline Robot Learning.
Authored by
Shadi Andras, Gal Leibovich, Guy Jacob, Gal Novick, and Aviv Tamar.
Paper abstract:
A practical approach to robot reinforcement learning is to first collect a large batch of real or simulated robot interaction data, using some data collection policy, and then learn from this data to perform various tasks, using offline learning algorithms. Previous work focused on manually designing the data collection policy, and on tasks where suitable policies can easily be designed, such as random picking policies for collecting data about object grasping. For more complex tasks, however, it may be difficult to find a data collection policy that explores the environment effectively and produces data that is diverse enough for the downstream task. In this work, we propose that data collection policies should actively explore the environment to collect diverse data. In particular, we develop a simple yet effective goal-conditioned reinforcement learning method that actively focuses data collection on novel observations, thereby collecting a diverse dataset. We evaluate our method on simulated robot manipulation tasks with visual inputs and show that the improved diversity of active data collection leads to significant improvements in the downstream learning tasks. This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Patrick M. Wensing, Assistant Professor, University of Notre Dame.
Paper title:
Efficient Analytical Derivatives of Rigid Body Dynamics Using Spatial Vector Algebra.
Authored by
Shubham Singh, Ryan P. Russell, and Patrick M. Wensing.
Paper abstract:
Optimization algorithms are increasingly important for the control of rigid body systems. An essential requirement for these algorithms is the availability of accurate partial derivatives of the equations of motion with respect to the state and control variables. State-of-the-art methods for calculating the derivatives use analytical differentiation methods based on the chain rule, and although these methods are an improvement over finite difference in terms of accuracy, they are not always the most efficient. In this paper, we present an analytical method for calculating the first-order partial derivatives of rigid body dynamics. The method uses Featherstone spatial vector algebra and is presented in a recursive form similar to the recursive Newton-Euler algorithm, RNEA. Several dynamics identities and computational options are exploited for efficiency. The algorithms are benchmarked against competing approaches in Fortran and C++. Timing results are presented for kinematic trees with up to 500 links. As an example, the 100-link case leads to a 7x speedup over our Fortran implementation of the existing state-of-the-art method. Preliminary comparison of compute timings for the partial derivatives of inverse dynamics and C++ are also shown versus the existing Pinocchio framework. A speedup of 1.6x is reported for the 36-DOOF Atlas humanoid using the new algorithm proposed in this paper. This is absolutely fantastic.